Praise God. What's up, Dale?
How you doing?
Doing good, man. Hallelujah. That's who you are. They didn't come to hear me sing. No, they didn't. I make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before we get into our text this morning, the Lord was really speaking to me about shaking some things off. How many have some things in their life they need to shake off? Amen. Come on. Come on. Amen. God wants you to listen to what he has to say. This week the Lord deposited a word into me. You know, and I'm grateful for the Lord. Amen. I'm grateful for his love, his mercy, his grace. But he said to me, the heavenly became earthly so the earthly can become heavenly. The heavenly became earthly so the earthly could become heavenly. In Ephesians 2, verse number 4, before we get into our text, the Word of God says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have he quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And have raised us up together and made us all sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen? So look at your neighbor and say, the heavenly became earthly, so the earthly could become heavenly. So with this in mind, in Hebrews chapter 12 in our text today, amen? I believe the Lord wants to shake some things off. Amen? Beginning to read verse number 23 in Hebrews 12. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth. You know, to signify, when we look at that word, to signify means for us to look at the importance of. So in other words, he said to signify. Now he says to open up your minds to the importance of what he is about to say. The removing of those things that are shaken, as of the things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. So today I want to focus your attention on verse number 27 for the message this morning. And this word yet once more signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of the things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Today we're going to look at, the title of this morning's message is Shake It Off. We're going to look at the temporal, the traditional, and the truthful. Amen? Can we lift a word together and let's make a declaration here together with each other? Repeat after me and say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. Father, we're grateful that you sent it to accomplish something in every heart and every life, Father God, that you have a plan and a purpose for everyone. So, Lord, I pray, Father God, that the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathered here today. Father God, may the word never return void, but it'll accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Father God, we say, Lord, have your way. Speak through me today. Speak through me. May it be your words and not mine. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, to get everybody connected to the word today, all the way through the word today as we're looking, you need to, from time to time, you need to look at your neighbor, not in judgment, but in love, and say, shake it off. Hello? Shake it off. Amen? Amen? I'm going to sit back here with you so we can say, shake it off to one another. How's that? Hallelujah. But first thing he's talking about, he says, the first thing we want to shake off is the temporal. The temporal is earthly or worldly versus spiritual. Amen? In other words, when we try to get a hold of so much of this world, remember God says to you and I, we're in this world, we're not of this world. Hallelujah. He said just in a minute ago that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And Ephesians also says, far above all principalities and powers and every name that's named. Amen. So he wants you to understand that there's some temporal things that God wants us to shake off. Amen. So first with this, temporal and shaking off the worldly, look with me in 1 John chapter 2, verse number 15. The word says this, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So we're looking at to shake off the worldly. Look at your neighbor and say, shake it off. Shake off that things that's attaching to you. The adversary is trying to attach things to you and I that don't belong to us. Amen. God says that you and I are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. We can't continue to do the same thing and believe for a different outcome. God has a plan and a purpose, and he's telling us to shake some things off. The Apostle Paul says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 18. The Apostle Paul said this. He says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen? Amen. So what's he saying to us at this? If you look with me in Hebrews chapter 11 to bring some edification, Hebrews 11:3. The word of God says this. He says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. John 1, in the beginning was the word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were created by him and for him, and without him was not anything created that was created. In him was life, the life was the light of man, and light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. And verse 14, it says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the Father, full of grace and truth. So as we're looking at things in the spiritual, they see that Jesus became earthly so you and I can become heavenly. He came from heaven. He was God made flesh. Amen. He was born of man and born of God. Amen. He was conceived in a virgin supernaturally by God. God's planted the seed. So he became man, earthly and heavenly, so he could walk through the same things that you and I go through. He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities because he became a man and felt the same thing that you're feeling. Amen. He went through trials and tribulations. He was beaten and whipped and ridiculed. Hallelujah. And sometimes for Christ Jesus, you may be beat and whipped and ridiculed. But God wants you to understand this is temporary. He says, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Hold on to all of my promises, because in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare you a place, and if I go to prepare you a place, I'll come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. We can look past the temporary things we're facing because we have the eternal promises of God. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, shake it off. Hallelujah. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. You know something? Those worldly things that we have, they're not really comfortable. If you got the Spirit of God, they're not comfortable for you. Amen. Secondly, he was talking to me of the things that were made. Shaking off the things that were made. And that comes to the traditional. Tradition. Listen to me. I want you to hear this. Tradition, defined by Webster's, is doctrine considered to be divine that is not written in Scripture. In other words, there's all kinds of religious traditions, and it's not according to the Word of God. Amen. I remember as a child growing up in the church, we used to sing, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion. God said, stop it. You don't need the old time religion. You need a new creation in Christ Jesus. You need the Holy Ghost. You need to be filled with my power and be anointed by me. We don't need the traditions. There's enough traditions. Amen. There's so many things that take place in the body of Christ that don't have anything to do with the Word of God.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Amen. Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you with me? Look with me in Hebrews chapter 7. Now, let me point this out. The law wasn't abolished in Christ Jesus. He's the fulfillment of it. He's the second covenant. What he did away with was ceremonial law. And there's many that are still operating under ceremonial law. Many are operating under traditions. This is just the way it's been done since I was a kid. We just continue to do it. But it isn't biblical whatsoever. Amen? The Word of God says in Hebrews 7:19, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by that which we draw nigh unto God. Amen. I don't know about you, but you and I, as children of God, we have an open heaven. Amen. We have an open heaven, and we got a mediator. And his name is Jesus. He's sitting right beside the throne of God, and he's interceding for you and I. He's mediating on our behalf. Amen. I thank you for Jesus, because I don't know, some of the things sometimes I might have done, there might be a little lightning bolt come down from heaven. Amen. But God's grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. He says in Hebrews chapter 8, Verse number 6. He says, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, speaking of Jesus, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. Amen. Amen. So he says to us to bring understanding in Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 22. The writer of Hebrews says this. He said, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves were better sacrifices than these. For Christ is now entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figure of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Amen. 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 We've got a better covenant. We don't have to hold on to traditions. We hold on to God's word. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. And if it isn't according to the word, he isn't saying it. Amen. There's so many people that are speaking things that do not align with the word of God. And if they don't align with the word of God, they're not from him. Let me say this to you, remind you that Satan himself came as the appearance of the angel of light. Amen. In other words, it was close, but it was distorted. It wasn't truth. And there's many liars and deceivers out there. God wants you to understand. Amen. The heavenly became earthly so the earthly could become heavenly, that we could shake off the temporal. Shake it off. Say your neighbor, shake it off. What things do we do of the world that we have no business doing? Oh, secondly, shake it off, the traditional. Amen. Amen. This is just what we do. I hear somebody saying, this is just what we do. No. That's what you used to do. Amen. 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 And if you're following the Spirit of God, he's going to lead you to life in the abundance thereof. He's leading us to Zoe life. Amen. We don't have to wait for anything. Everything's already been done. Everything's already been accomplished. What God's waiting for us to do is to step into the promises he has already given to you and I. Amen. Amen. Study, you show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. And we know the truth. That's where we're going next. The truth. The truth. What did Jesus say? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. The temporal never set anybody free. Tradition never set anybody free. The only thing that ever sets anybody free is the truth. Amen. Amen. Sometimes the truth is hard. But if we speak the truth in love, amen, it's better to speak the truth in love because we know truly the truth is what sets people free. Let me say this to everyone here. The truth isn't what you're doing wrong in your life. God doesn't call me to judge anybody in this room. God doesn't call me to point out your sin. God says to me and you, we're to share the truth, and the truth of God sets them free. We can't change anybody. God says, love them right where they're at. Speak my word, and let my word be manifested in their hearts and their lives. Amen. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Amen. We'll stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we'll give an account. Amen. We're called to encourage our brothers and sisters, to love our brothers and sisters. Amen. God constantly says to me, don't forget where I found you. Hello? Hello? I'm not living there any longer, but I can't forget where he found me. So that when I'm ministering to that one that's in front of me, I don't look down my nose at them any longer. I don't think I'm more spiritual than them. I don't think I'm more holy than them. You know what my holiness is? My holiness is the Spirit of God. God is holy, I am not. Amen. He's the Holy One that resides and lives in you and I. Are you with me? So Jesus said this in John 16. Verse number 13. Jesus said this. He said, "Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you all into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and he shall shew it unto thee." You know, the Spirit of truth is going to guide us in all truth. The most important truth is Jesus. Jesus in John 14, 6, he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And no one comes to the Father but by him. Amen? Amen? That's the truth. Jesus said this as simple as can be. Sometimes we make things too difficult. Jesus said this, simply this, in John 17, 17. He said, "Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is the truth." What does sanctify mean? To make holy. To set apart. We're being sanctified by what? By the truth, which is the word of God. And that's why the Apostle Peter says this in 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse number 25. He said, "But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." Amen? The truth. The truth. So what is the Lord saying today, simply for us in closing today? This is what he is saying. He's asking us to shake it off. The temporal, the worldly, that's trying to attack you.
Come broken and weary, come battered and bruised.
You're cool, baby.
My Jesus makes all things
the traditional.
All things new.
What spiritual or religious things do you do just because it's a tradition?
Lost and abandoned. Come
Jesus said,
by the
it's about the truth.
He'll bring you back home.
And that's what we're to treasure. You know, the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Rise up, will you sleep away? The light of the dawn is upon you. Rise up, will you sleep
verse number
away?
6.
He makes all things.
The Word of God says, "For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness have shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. He is the way, he's the truth, he's the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. Hallelujah. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. If you're here today and you do not know Jesus, and when you would like to get him to know him, would you just lift your hand and say, "That's me, I need to know Jesus." Is there anyone? Thank you, Lord. Father, we're grateful that you're the searcher of every heart. Your word says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 14. "Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place.
Jesus makes all things.
The Lord is speaking to my heart about triumph, being victorious, having victory. So today, in the closing moments of this service today, we're going to pray for people today. You shake off some things. If there's something you need to shake off physically, emotionally, maybe it's mentally, something that's attached to you and you need victory on. God wants us to stand in agreement with you today. God wants us to stand in agreement. So if we can stand in agreement with you in prayer, would you just get up from your seat and come gather around the altars so we can pray with you today. There's something in your life you need to shake off and you just haven't been able to shake it off. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to come.